Yeah, so back in August of 2023, my producer Jason Massey sent me the song because I was on the hunt for, a new radio single. I hadn't really written anything that really, stood out to me as a radio single. So he had sent me that one, and Mackenzie Porter was actually singing on the demo. And right away, I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the lyrics. Love the melody of the song. The hook was great. So I just felt like, okay, this could be a really strong single for me. So that's kind of how it all came to be.
What's the reception been like on it?
Honestly, it's been amazing. The first day of the release, I feel like I had gotten so many messages, people sharing the song. So it's been great, and so happy people are loving it.
In addition to the Now We're Talking single, what are some exciting things that you've got going on for 2024 and the rest of the year?
Yeah, so I've been working on a bunch of new stuff over the last year, and I'm really hoping that this is going to be the year that I release an EP, which will be called Part of Me, and it's kind of a concept album, just that touches on different aspects of my life. So I'm really, really excited to kind of show, my fans a bit more of a vulnerable side of me and let them into my life a little bit more. So really excited about new music and starting to book some shows for the year as well. So it's looking good, but I'm also a mom to two young boys. I just had a baby back in December, so I'm also busy on the personal front as well.
100%. I was going to ask you, how is Callum doing?
He's doing great, actually. I'm feeding him as we speak, multitasking. But yeah, so he's doing awesome. We're loving this newborn phase, and Harrison is such a good big brother, and we're just soaking it all in.
Obviously, it's being a mom is such a not difficult, but it takes a lot of time. You know what I mean? How do you
Yes.
balance mom life and music life?
I don't know, actually, because some days I'm like, what am I doing again? What day is it? No, it's, you know what? You are right to say it is difficult. I mean, some days are harder than others. I think it's just all about finding that good balance. My husband's super supportive and, takes time off work when he needs to, if I need to focus on my music. But yeah, I think I'm just trying to find a good balance. But, I've done a few interviews, and I've just talked a lot about, this is a time that I'm never going to get back in my life, with them being this young. So I definitely want to put, a lot of my focus on my kids, but yeah, just like a happy medium. So I'm making it work, and I'm just super proud of myself that I'm still able to release music and do what I love, but also still be a mom and be present for my kids.
I'm sure the sacrifice that kind of comes with being a mom and touring is you might not be able to get out and do as many shows as other artists, but do you feel like you have an
Yes.
opportunity to at least songwrite a little bit more? Do you find that your boys are inspirations for some of the songs that you write?
Absolutely. Actually, the song that will be the title track of my EP, which is called Part of Me, is actually a song that I wrote about Harrison. And I wrote that with Shantaya, who's one of my really good friends. And they definitely are inspiring some new music. And I'm just embracing the mom era that I'm in and kind of running with it. And I also want to show other young female artists that you can absolutely still have a family and still, have a career and be successful. So,
100%. And if people would like to get more information on what you've got going on, obviously the new EP around the corner, you've got some shows coming up, hopefully in the future as well. But if they want to find all that and more, where can they go to support you on social media?
you can head on over to my Instagram, which is Genevieve Fisher Music. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, which is Genevieve Fisher. And you can also head to my website, which is genevievefisher.ca.